going up against the Mountain Grove Panthers. I'm Harlan Hutchinson, Dylan Groves in the studio, and we'll take our pregame break with the starting lineups and a tip-off coming up in 2 minutes on the Fox.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and Fish Fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street in Mountain Grove.
Grove Pet Supply is a family-owned and operated business bringing quality pet foods to the area at a competitive price. Their dog and cat foods are from Nutrisource, Sport Mix, ProPak, and more. They carry Zupreme for birds and KT for small pets. You'll find a variety of toys and treats, collars and leashes from Lupine, as well as Coastal for hunting enthusiasts. Call them at 417-349-3488. Drop by and see them at 8401 Outer Road, Mountain Grove, or find them on Facebook at Grove Pet Supply.
All right, let's get to the starting lineups for both these teams. The West Plains Scissors are 9-9. Mountain Grove Panthers are 8-9. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard here in this game. Starters, first of all, for Mountain Grove, Destin Unger is a 6-foot senior. Brody Emery, a sophomore, 6 feet even, along with Cale Gardner, another good sophomore at 6'2". Aiden Estep is a 5'10 junior. And rounding out the five for Grove, Sam Peterson, a 6'1 senior. So they are short on height. West Plains, Ethan Tuma, 6 foot guard. Jared Kraft, 6'2 guard, junior. Ethan is a senior. Jacob Moore, 6'3 junior. Clayton Robbins, 6'5 junior. And Josiah Long is 6'3 junior. And this tip is up and controlled by West Plains. And this game is underway. West Plains will have the ball to start it. And they'll shoot bucket to the left. Josiah Long penetrates back out to Moore to the corner. Robbins with a three, and it's good. Clayton Robbins, who has had a really poor shooting week up here at Mountain Grove, starts out by knocking the bottom out of one from the right corner to make it 3-0. And shooters' mentality is if they make that first one, usually you want to give them the ball back. Mountain Grove on offense, Peterson backdoor bounce pass, ball kicked out of bounds. It'll be off of West Plains with 7:23 to go in the first quarter. Both these teams are 1-1 this week in this tournament. Here's the inbound play. Lob pass out front. Emery makes the catch, guarded by Long. Curling over the top all the way. Good running layup up with right hand. Good. Brody Emery with a nice move. Cutting across the lane as he was able to beat Josiah Long on the dribble. Panthers go back. Set up. Now here's the three at the other end by Kraft. No good. Peterson gets a rebound. And up the right sideline. Here's Emery. He'll be stopped. And now kicks it to the point. Peterson's got a three look. And that's short. Ball goes long to the left corner. Peterson chased it down. Now here's a pass, goes back court. That's going to go out of bounds. It'll be West Plains basketball. And the Panthers turn the basketball over at the 6:46 mark. 3-2 is the score. West Plains on top by one. West Plains in the red with the white numbers and trim. And Mountain Grove in the white with maroon trim. Jacob Moore to Jared Crabb. That's the right point. Clayton Robbins dribbles over, one bounce, now over to Crabb. West Plains seems to be looking to try and get that ball in, now on the right wing. Josiah Long, bounce pass over, Crabb spins in the middle, back out on the right point, three ball again, it is no good. Tipped out, good hustle that time by Josiah Long, but coming up with it for the Panthers is Cale Gardner, down the front court, right corner. Peterson shoots another three, that's good. Sam Peterson now with his first bucket, and it's a 5-3 Panther lead. Kraft, 17-footer, straight on, rims off the rim, and the ball comes off. Gardner has it, and back come Mountain Grove. Front court, nearly stolen by Kraft, who cut in on the pass up the floor. In the ball game right now. Well, Aiden Estep had left momentarily. He is back in, though. Now he passes the ball out to the left wing. Brody Emery gets a high screen, goes over the top of that, nearly carried the ball, bounced to the middle of the lane. Here's a pass across, ball tipped out of bounds, and out of bounds, lost by Grove, off the hands of Eli Golden, who just came in the ball game. Panthers with their second turnover, 5-2, 5:33 to go in the first quarter. In the ball game for the Panthers, Brady Anderson, a 6'2 junior, and West Plains in the front court. Jared Kraft at the point. On the left wing, lob over the top. Underneath, pump fake, up and good by Clayton Robbins. On a nice lob pass inside. He has both baskets for West Plains. He steps to the left corner. Peterson back over, and they'll get the ball there to Emery. And now at the point, Estep will go right, now at the left. Now shoots a three straight on, and no good. Ball comes off the back iron to Clayton Robbins. Tuma on the right wing. Step through all the way. Layup good. Jared Kraft with a nice move between the defense, and he gets the lay-in. Mountain Grove is really sagging a lot defensively, trying to get West Plains to shoot the ball in the perimeter. Here's the ball fumbled away by Grove, taking the other way. Right-hand layup by Clayton Robbins is good off the turnover, and Mountain Grove will take a timeout. 4:35 to go in the first quarter from Mountain Grove. Game for third place in the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. 9-5, West Plains on top of the Mountain Grove Panthers. Back in 30 seconds on the Fox 96.9.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Back to play with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. West Plains with a 9-5 lead on Mountain Grove. They've scored 6 in a row. At the right elbow, Emery goes in, gets double-teamed back to the point. Peterson fires another three. That one sails out of bounds as an air ball. Turnover on the Panthers. West Plains has stuck with their starting five so far. No subbing yet. Left side, Kraft to the left baseline, cut off there by Estep. Left point, long shot by Robbins. That's an air ball out of bounds. So the teams trade air balls, and it goes back over to the Mountain Grove Panthers. Estep brings the ball up court at Aiden Estep. On the right side, dribbles to the corner. Back to the point, Emery has it. Cutting down the lane. Here's a drive through. Up and whistle. Offensive foul. Jacob Moore draws the charge for West Plains as Cale Gardner took the pass, cut down the middle, and Jacob Moore was right there. West Plains normally has foul problems because they only play 7. So far, for West Plains, no fouls. At the point, left elbow. All the way shot way short by Kraft. Rebound, Josiah Long puts it up, won't fall. Take it away by Peterson. That'll be a blocking foul on Tuma in the backcourt for West Plains as they do commit their first foul. Ethan fouled out, in fact, Tuesday night against Hartville. So, clock stopped at 3:23. Liberty won the last game. They beat Marshfield fairly easily, I believe 54-41. You're 54-55. I think it's 55. So the Eagles finished the week here 1-2. At the elbow, East step to the left quarter. And now drive in. We'll have a blocking foul on West Plains. And that'll be on Clayton Robbins. Robbins picks up his first foul for West Plains. Panthers inbound it. They lob it out to the point. Peterson drives in, lost his balance, stole the ball. Now here comes Jacob Moore, 3-on-3. Pass up ahead, pump fake, lay in, left hand, no good. But Josiah Long gets it back to Jacob Moore, who lays it in. 11-5 West Plains. That's 8 points in a row. Now on the left side, Emery answers the bell as he pulls up from 10 and knocks one down, his second field goal. 11-7 West Plains. Landon Montgomery in the ballgame for the Scissors now. Left baseline, wide open. Moore turns inside, puts it up, no good. He was more open than he knew, and put up kind of a wild shot. Down the middle of the floor. Here's Peterson stepping through, puts up the shot, won't fall. Rebounded by Jared Kraft for West Plains. 2:22 to go in the first quarter, 11-7 the score. Scissors to the right baseline with Kraft, leans in, teardrop floater, side iron, front iron, now goes in. Hit a couple times. Nice soft touch. 4 points for Jared Kraft. 13-7. East step for Mountain Grove front court left corner. Peterson shoots another three. That one's way short. Saved back in, though, by Peterson. Emery gets it. He dribbles into the lane. Fall away from 10 feet. Back iron won't go. Rebound Josiah Long. Gets it now up ahead to Jared Kraft. And a reach-in foul on Peterson will stop the clock. With 1:46 to go in the first quarter, Sam Peterson with his first foul. Both teams with two team fouls, neither team close to the bonus. As Landon Montgomery comes out for West Plains, and they'll get bigger inside, put in the 6'4" Aiden Judd. Left corner, Robbins catches, shoots, no good. And the rebound comes to Emery. Long pass up ahead. They got a 2-on-1. Bounce cross. Good feed. Estep lays it up too hard. Rebound to Kraft. Now West Plains back with a 2-on-2. Feed up ahead. Jacob Moore feeds it inside. And the block. Nice play as Robbins went up for the shot and got it blocked. Now at the other end. Here's a drive. That ball won't go down. But a foul will be called on West Plains. Cooper Horning just in the ballgame for the Panthers blocked the shot by Clayton Robbins. And now it'll be Aiden Estep at the free throw line. We're down to 1:19 to go in the first quarter. Mountain Grove has kind of stopped the bleeding here a little bit. Free throw try, no good though here on this one by Aiden Estep. One more try, trying to make this 5-point game. And it's good. First point of the ball game for Aiden Estep, and now with 1:15 to go in the quarter, West Plains back on the low block, back to the left quarter. Here's a three, no good, and a foul on the shot on Peterson as Robbins has fouled in the act of shooting that three shot in the left corner. Second foul on Sam Peterson here toward the end of quarter number one with 1:10 to go. Three shots. First one, good. Clayton Robbins off to a good start tonight. He's got 8 points already. Second try is good. And now Grove will sub out Emery. And they'll put in Braden Hawley, who's a 6'4 senior. Next try, hat trick, yes. Three in a row. for Clayton Robbins, and it's a 16-8 ball game. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Baseline. Hogg goes in, hangs, shoots around the rim. Back iron won't fall in, and it's picked up by Robbins. Long pass up ahead, and a good defensive play that time by Gardner. And now it's stolen right back as the team straight turnovers, and now with 42 seconds in the lane. Moore. Left baseline. Aiden Judd bowls his way in. Goes up with a shot. Lost his balance. Missed the shot. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Down the front court. Cale Gardner on the right wing. Eli Golden will dribble it. Now hands it to Gardner. Step through. Puts up the shot. Good. Nice move by Cale Gardner. First basket for him. 16-10. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. There's Robbins. High screen at the point. Straight on shot. Three ball is an air ball. And the ball is going to be, the quarter is going to end on that note. We got an abbreviated buzzer. 16-10 is the score after one. West Plains leads after one at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. Back in a minute on the Fox 96.9.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
After one quarter at Mountain Grove, it's West Plains leading the Panthers from Mountain Grove 16-10. And looking at that first quarter, Mountain Grove's approach defensively was to try and get West Plains to shoot the ball over the top, because Mountain Grove has just shot the ball horribly in the first two games here this week. So why not try to get them to shoot the ball? But giving them more time, and here's a backcourt pass. Mountain Grove will turn the ball over to start this quarter. Six turnovers on the Panthers. But by giving West Plains more time to shoot the basketball from the perimeter, they have shot the ball better. They don't have a problem like they had the other night with Hartville not giving them any room to breathe on the perimeter. West Plains has the ball right now. At the offensive end, West Plains, or Mountain Grove, has been able to get the ball to the basket, but just had a little trouble converting. Here's Kraft. Cross-court pass, left side. Lob pass to the low block, Aiden Judd. Bounce inside, bad pass, tipped out and stolen. Gardner the other way. Step through, right-hand shot off the board, no good. Follow-up is up and in. And that is Braden Hawley. That makes it 16-12. Shot in the corner, good, by Clayton Robbins. For a three, Clayton Robbins now with a pair of threes. Front court the other way. Nobody gets back on defense for West Plains, so they just take the baseline. Anderson takes it in, and a foul will be called. He'll shoot two. So, Brady Anderson is the free throw shooter for Mountain Grove. 19-12 is the score. Free throw good. Jared Kraft will go out for West Plains. Aiden Judd will go out. Landon Montgomery is in, along with Jacob Moore. Next try is no good. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Tuma with a rebound. Jacob Moore, cross-court pass. Clayton Robbins to the right corner. Josiah Long in the lane. Reach in, foul will be called on Mountain Grove. Cale Gardner will get his second foul for the Panthers. 19-13. And West Plains ball lobbed to the low block. Inside turn by Robbins. Nothing good. They got a good mismatch inside. And Clayton Robbins with that. He is having a big first half. 15 points now. Down the key. Here's Emery for Grove. Goes up. Spins it off the glass. No good. Tie up for the loose ball. It'll be a jump ball, and it will be West Plains ball. 6:25 left in the first half. West Plains by 8, 21-13. Robbins, left wing, goes left baseline. Cut off, hook pass in the lane. Here's Josiah Long with a shot, no good. Ball out of bounds off West Plains. It'll be Mountain Grove basketball. West Plains is playing pretty much straight up man-to-man. That gives you a chance to get to the rim on occasion. Here's Z-Step, gets around to him. A lot drives, no good. Ball is going to be controlled by Clayton Robbins. Josiah Long looks up the floor, takes it to the baseline, pulls up, 17-footer, good. Josiah Long's first basket. And that makes it 23-13. And now at the other end, Ethan Tuma reaches in on Aiden Estep, and he'll be called for a slap, hack, whatever. And that'll be Ethan's second foul. Aiden Judd and Jared Kraft are back in, coming in for Landon Montgomery and Ethan Tuma. That makes West Plains a much bigger team up front. Inbound play underneath, caught by Robbins, intercepted. Right corner, Jacob Moore. Left elbow, driving down low. Here's a pass out to the corner, a three, no good by Clayton Robbins. And picked up by the Panthers. They come back with Braden Hall. He feeds across, lays it up, no good, but a foul on the play. And it'll be Cale Gardner going to the free throw line for the Panthers. Good cut to the basket on the weak side that time. Got him open, got him a good look, but he got fouled on the play. The foul call is going to be on Jared Kraft. That's his first foul. Panthers have two players with two fouls. The Zizzers have one. And Cale Gardner is the free throw shooter. First try, good. .5:25 to go in the second. West Plains lead is 9. Next try is good. Cale Gardner makes 2. He has 4 points. And it's a 23-15 game. And now West Plains just throws the ball away at the other end as Tuma bounces it toward Aiden Judd. But Aiden didn't go after the ball because he didn't think it was to him. That's how far offline that thing was. .23:15 now. Panthers, right wing. Here's Gardner for a three. No good. Rebound put back underneath is up and in. That was Peterson on the putback for the Panthers. He has 5 now. 6-point game. Jacob Moore, left side Tuma. A three from the right corner. No good. Air ball picked up by Judd at the left point. Long inside, going to his right, turnaround hook is good by Clayton Robbins. And that makes you wonder why they don't try to do that and establish that far more often inside, because Mountain Grove doesn't have really the size to contend with. Robbins just passed out of bounds. Panther ball again, inbound, they get it to Gardner. He'll move back to the right wing. It's 25-17, West Plains. At the point, Aiden Estep. Dribbles over to the left corner, hands it off. Peterson drives all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good, and a fight for the rebound. And it'll be a jump ball this time. It'll be Mountain Grove basketball with 4:17 to go in the first half. Here on the Fox 96.9, we'll have Gary Lee with the championship game of this tournament. Norwood and Hartville, that'll all be pretty good. Inbound pass is bobbled and stolen. West Plains comes back. In the corner, Tuma. Wrap around underneath. Double team. They'll feed it back. Here's Josiah Long. Goes, can't make a two-footer as he had players on each side and is picked up by Eastep. All the way in. Left-hand layup is good. Aiden Eastep. 25-19. Back to the other end. Step through, and Robbins had it. Lost it. Loose on the floor. Panthers have it after the turnover. All the way to the hole. Layup is good by Aiden Eastep. And timeout call as West Plains just completely comes apart with a little bit of pressure. And 3:43 to go. First half, 25-21. West Plains back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
West Plains comes out of the huddle, and what was just a moment ago an 8-point game is now suddenly a 4-point game. West Plains has the basketball into the front court in the red on the low block right side. Robbins, dot step, goes up, right-hand shot off the board, another air ball. That's the fourth he shot tonight, 4 air balls. But West Plains gets control of it with Aiden Judd. To the right corner, Long catches, shoots a 3, rims off, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Ethan Tuma. Good hustle on the weak side on the near side. Ethan Tuma's first basket, 27-21. Curling off the top, Emery down the lane, goes up, got shot blocked partially, and it'll be West Plains coming back. Moore takes it all the way to the basket, hangs, his shot got blocked. Out of bounds, it'll stay with West Plains. Cale Gardner, a 6'2 sophomore, got a hand on that shot. Zizzer ball underneath. Inbound corner. 3 ball. Long good. Josiah Long makes it 30-21, and now West Plains comes up with another turnover. Long in the front court turns it right back over. Drove back with Emery in the lane. 10-foot shot. No good. Clayton Robbins gets the rebound. So 2:30 to go, first half. 30-21, back to a 9-point lead for West Plains. In the lane, Moore to the corner. Robbins dishes in, terrible pass, a little scoop pass underneath. Slapped away and taken away, now the other end. Here's a drive in the paint, up and good by Cale Gardner. Back to a 7-point game, 30-23. Left wing, here's a 3. Good by Josiah Long, who has found the range over there. All 8 of his points here in the second quarter, 33-23. Shot no good from 17 by Eastup. Down the front court, West Plains will push it, and we get a foul call. To tell you what kind of defense and how poorly West Plains shot, how good Hartville's defense was, how poorly West Plains shot the ball on Thursday night. West Plains finished the night, finished the entire game with 31 points. We have 33 to in the second quarter with 1:44 to go. On the left baseline to the corner, curling over at the elbow at the point. Here's Judd with an open 3. It won't go. Rebound, Josiah Long, who's really had a good game. Lob it over on the right side. Catch by Tuma. 3 ball. Good. Ethan Tuma connects with his second field goal. It's a 36-23 game now. Panthers need something right to happen for them here. Emery picks up his dribble, gets it outside to Gardner. Gardner, or that's Eli Golden. His shot blocked by Robbins. Now gets it back, goes up, shoots, no good. Ethan Tuma the rebound. 105 to go in the half. At the point, Moore. Ethan Tuma at the right point. It was 25-21 just a moment ago. Here's a shot from the baseline. No good. Air ball by Moore. Put back by Robbins. No good. Blocked from behind. But a foul's going to be called on Cooper Horning. And that will be his first foul, the first on Cooper Horning, a 6'2 senior with the Panthers, and in the act of shooting, Clayton Robbins will shoot two. So since it was 25-21, West Plains has outscored Mountain Grove 11-2, and the first free throw here is no good. One more try, and it's no good again. And the rebound foul will be called on Aiden Judd. That'll be the fourth on West Plains here in this second quarter. So, 43 seconds to go in the first half. 36-23. West Plains on top. Emery brings it over on the dribble. Keeps his dribble. Moves back out to the point. Double team. Bounce pass high post. Back out on the wing. Gardner with a long three. No good. We'll get a foul call inside and a holding foul on West Plains. That would appear to be on Jacob Moore, and it is. That's his first foul. And really, certainly in recent games, this is the least amount of foul trouble, as the first free throw is good by Cooper Horning. At this point, West Plains usually has some developing foul trouble, but right now, Ethan Tuma is the only one with two. Mountain Grove has two players with two, Cale Gardner and Sam Peterson. Here's the next free throw, though, and that is no good. Rebounded, Brady Anderson puts it up, no good. And Clayton Robbins rebounds for West Plains with 22 seconds. Tuma with 13 to Clayton Robbins with 10. High post, Moore in the left corner. Long drives the baseline, goes up and around, puts it up and good. Josiah Long now with 10 and a half. Here's a shot from midcourt at the horn, no good. And the West Plains Scissors put together two pretty good offensive quarters, and they end up leading after the first half against Mountain Grove by a score of 38-24. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than up on store.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
At halftime, it's 38-24, game for third place at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. West Plains with the lead on the Mountain Grove Panthers. This was a matchup that was a very common thing several years ago and was for many years when both were members of the South Central Association. First half scoring, West Plains, Clayton Robbins had a big first half with 17 points. Also, Josiah Long, he had 10, and all 10 came in the second quarter. Ethan Tuma had 5, Jared Kraft had 4, and Jacob Moore had 2. West Plains was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line and had 6 turnovers in the first half. Mountain Grove, their leading scorers in the first half, well, going down the line. Gail Gardner has 6. Sam Peterson has 5. Aiden Estep has 5. Brody Emery has 4. Braden Hawley has 2. And Brady Anderson and Cooper Horning each have 1. The Panthers are 5 out of 8 from the line. And they have 9 turnovers in the first half. In the first half, it's West Plains with the lead. Coming up after this game here on the Fox, Gary Lee, Hartville Norwood Championship. That'll be some good stuff right there. It's teams almost mirror images of one another going for the championship game here tonight. And also, tonight, over on KDY, you can catch James Hurt. He has the MSU West Plains Grizzly game as they play the Archers from St. Louis Community College, Forest Park. That game will start at 7 o'clock. I would encourage you to go over in person and watch the Grizzlies and the Archers, or you can tune in the broadcast or watch the live stream as well on all our platforms. 38-24 is the score, and back in 2 minutes from Mountain Grove on the Fox.
Oak Star Bank is a proud supporter of the Panther Classic. Our Mountain Grove team members live and work right here in Wright and Texas counties. We're bursting with Panther pride and committed to serving our community. Drop by our local Mountain Grove branch, say hi to your neighbors, and explore Oak Star's variety of financial services and solutions. From home loans to hoops, we're excited to help make your dreams come true. Go Panthers. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now's the time to buy an L-Series Kubota tractor from your family-owned Kubota dealer, Edgelern Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Kubota L-Series tractors provide high performance, outstanding durability, and ease of operations. Right now, get the L-Series tractor with zero down, zero APR for up to 60 months now through 2/16/25. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details. At Edgelern Harper Farm Equipment.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brake should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Thirty-eight to 24 is the halftime score. West Plains and Mountain Grove here at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. When this game started tonight, if you covered up the school names, didn't have any idea who was playing, and you looked statistically at what these teams have done so far this year, you'd say, well, this is going to be a coin flip game, because almost every metric that you want to use, there's a very minute difference. For instance, their records, 9-9 for West Plains, 8-9 for Mountain Grove. And then you look at their home, away, and neutral court records, and from a percentage standpoint, they're the same. They both have a losing home record. In true road games, they're really good, both teams are. And neutral and tournament records, they both have a losing record. In the scoring department, West Plains does score a little bit more, 60 a game compared to 55 for Mountain Grove. Defensively, West Plains gives up 63 points a game, and the Panthers 58, which is really kind of odd. You would think that if you have an average of points scored below what you give up, that you're going to have a losing record, but not necessarily the case. A lot of stuff can skew that number. But anyway, there's a lot of basketball to come next week. And listen to the Fox. Gary Lee will have updates on games coming up on respective stations. Meanwhile, final break. Back in a minute, 38-24. West Plains on top of Mountain Grove. And we're back in a minute on the Fox.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Looking for a compact track loader with next level performance? Coyote has it. Hi, this is Riley. Our TL750 track loader boasts exceptional lift heights that effortlessly conquer any loading task. It can handle the tough jobs with ease and take on landscaping, construction, and more with confidence. Right now, during our winter savings event, get up to $6,000 cash back. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains to learn more. Coyote, we dig dirt.
38-24 starting the second half. It'll be West Plains basketball at midcourt. They'll go left to right here in the second half. First couple minutes, really important stuff for Mountain Grove to stay in the game. West Plains could really get a big hold on this thing if they could get the first couple. Here's a shot in the baseline. No good. Rebound by Grove. Here's Peterson up the right sideline. All the way in. Goes up. Shot blocked by Aiden Judd. As Jacob Moore starts this half on the bench. Left baseline, Tuma. Cross-court pass out on the wing. Judd all the way. Right-hand floater is good. Aiden Judd makes it 40-24. Panthers come back with Peterson. Right corner. Low block inside. Here's a shot up. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds. No, Jared Kraft is on the bench to start this half. Aiden Judd starting this half. 40-24. Inbound for the Panthers. They get it in. Good pass. Gardner shot no good, too hard. Rebound put back by Haw. He is blocked. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Right there is one of those cases. There haven't been a lot of them, but one of those cases where you see West Plains height inside really came into play there. Aiden Judd, right corner, right baseline. Jacob Moore, nothing open, so he'll dribble over to the right elbow, to the right corner. Josiah Long, out to Tuma. Wide open three is off the back iron. Long rebound out toward the free throw line. And we get a tie-up, and it'll be Mountain Grove basketball. Or do we have a foul? Foul call on Jacob Moore on that tie-up. So the second foul on Jacob Moore, 40-24. Panthers come back. Boy, they need a basket bad. Let's see who they go to here. Cale Gardner will be a likely suspect. Estep will shoot a three off the back iron. Around and good. Estep got the roll that time. Aiden Estep now has 8 points. Front court, West Plains. Long baseline. Spins to the middle. Gets cut off. Back on the wing. Moore dribbles down. Drop step. Shoots it off the board. Good. Foul to play. Basket counts. And Jacob Moore with a nice little right foot drop step to the left baseline. Able to get the basket to go off the glass, and he'll get a free throw to go along with it. Second foul call on Aiden Estep for the Panthers. Three-point attempt for Jacob Moore is no good, but there is a rebound. Clayton Robbins, pump fake, right hand, reverse, up and good. And now a quick foul at the other end. Josiah Long tries to draw a charge. But it's going to be called for the blocking foul for West Plains. 44-27. The score was 6:08 to go in the third quarter. So we've played a couple of minutes. And has the score changed much? Not a lot, but it's trending the wrong way for Mountain Grove. They go to the line, though, and the free throw is no good by Brody Emery, who had a pretty good game against Norwood the other night. Here's the next try. Good. One out of two for Brody Emery. Panthers cut it back to 16, 44-28. And a bad pass thrown out of bounds by West Plains, but Josiah Long's bad pass is going to get negated by a holding foul on Mountain Grove's Sam Peterson. That's his third. In the paint, here's Long up with a shot. No good. May have been partially blocked. Now the other way, Emery in the right corner. Estep with a three. That ball is off the back iron going out of bounds to the far corner, and it'll go back to West Plains. 5:47. Third quarter. Front court. Moore. Hands to Long. Baseline feeds it back to Jacob. Long back to the left corner, Jacob Moore. Open, wide open, shoots a three, won't fall. Rebound, Peterson. They weren't going to guard Jacob Moore. Down the lane all the way, Emery hangs, shoots, no good. Rebound, one bounce up with the left hand, no good, too hard. Rebound, Jacob Moore, West Plains. West Plains will force it a little bit to the right wing. Long cuts through the defense, lays it up, blocked off the glass, but a foul is going to be called on the shot. Foul call is on Cale Gardner, his third. So it'll be two shots for Josiah Long. And the first try is good. West Plains up now, 45-28. When Mountain Grove has, next free throw also good. When Mountain Grove has Braden Hawley in the game. That gives him some good size at 6'4 inside, so he can block some shots and get some rebounds. Peterson in the corner for Grove. Estep takes it in, feeds it across, deflected, back to Estep, now the right wing. Gardner drives in, cut off, back to the left point. Three ball by Emery is no good. Good defense by West Plains that time. And now the Scissors come back with Clayton Robbins, way up the right side. Open, Tuma with a three, and it's good. Timeout, 4:37 to play in the third quarter. West Plains pulling away now by a score of 49-28, and we're back in 1 minute on the Fox.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Clock running again. Grove basketball. They're down 49-28. A holding foul out front on West Plains on Jacob Moore. We'll stop the clock. Moore will get his third foul. And it'll be Grove basketball as they throw it in. Out front, ball knocked away, stolen. Josiah Long takes it all the way to the hole. Hang, shoot, scores off the turnover. Front court, right side. Here's a pull-up shot for a three by Gardner. No good. Rebound, Josiah Long. Front court, cross court, left point. There's Josiah with an open three. Won't fall. Rebound, Brody Emery for Mountain Grove. Down the key, all the way. He'll hang, he'll shoot, he'll miss. Rebound, Tuma for West Plains, and he'll hold it up because he was getting majorly harassed. Right wing, Judd. He'll shoot a three. Good. Aiden Judd hits a long-range shot. He doesn't take many, but he made that one. And it's 54-28. Now, hand check foul out front on Josiah Long for West Plains. That'll be his first foul. So now all the starters, plus Aiden Judd, have at least a foul. Jared Kraft is checking into the game for West Plains. 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Inbound left corner. Pass low, block, deflected, but picked up in the far side. Here's Horning, pulls up, shoots a jumper from 10 feet, no good, but he got fouled on the shot. Josiah Long will be called for foul number three. And first free throw here is good. Cooper Horning is 2 out of 3 from the line. Mountain Grove trying to win their ninth game, but they're up against it. Next free throw, good. West Plains up now by 24, 54-30. Clayton Robbins, left side, Tuma curls in, pass to the baseline, left baseline, corner three is up, no good, but a foul on the shot. And Sam Peterson has committed his fourth foul. So 2:57 to go in the third. Here's a free throw by Josiah. First try, good. We could be looking at a turbo clock here in the fourth quarter. Missed the first. Missed that one. But he'll get one more try. And up and good. So he gets one out of the three. 56-30. And another steal by Josiah Long. They got a 3-on-2. Bad pass across. His goal. Love it to Kraft and threw it away. Now the other way. Here's the drive, and Cale Gardner will be tripped up on the drive to the basket off the West Plains turnover. Josiah Long and Jared Kraft talk about that last 2-on-1 break, about what will happen the next time. Free throw good by Cale Gardner for Mountain Grove. He's a good young player. He's just a sophomore. He had 7 points tonight, 2:43 to go in the third. 56-31, West Plains. Free throw number two, no good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins. Over the top, left corner, back out to Robbins, left side, Long inside, Tuma, post up, goes baseline, trap, back out to the wing. Aiden Judd will give it to Jared Kraft. Tuma, long three at the left point, good, from way outside, Ethan Tuma. His third three, he has 11 points. 59-31. 2:10 to go in the third. On the wing, catch and shoot for Gardner. It's short. Got his own rebound, though. Nice work. Goes up. No good. Got foul. Shoots two. With 1:59 to go in the third quarter. Third foul call on Clayton Robbins for West Plains. Two shots for Gardner for Mountain Grove. First try, too hard, no good. One more to come. Robbins out, Jacob Moore in. One more try. Gardner puts it up. And good. In the backcourt, West Plains with it. Long baseball pass up the floor. Judd, cross-court pass. Horrible pass is picked off. Two cross-court passes. The second one got picked. Mountain Grove comes away with it. In the lane, here's Eastep with a catch, and the layup is good. Aiden Eastep has 10 points, 59-34. More front court. Josiah Long dribbles to the corner. Now they'll set their offensive players. And now a whistle and an illegal screen on West Plains. That'll be on Josiah Long. He has three. I take that back. He has four. So he's out. Still 1:25 to go in the third quarter here. 59-34, 25-point lead for West Plains. Eli Golden in the left corner for the Panthers in the white. Curling over the top, down the lane, pass to the right corner. Now curling from the wing, shot up, partially blocked. Landon Montgomery comes away with it. Here's Ethan Tuma, all the way to the basket, goes up, got blocked nicely by Cale Gardner. Ball lost out of bounds, it's going to be off the Panthers. So 1 minute precisely showing on the third quarter clock. Here's the inbound with Tuma. Lob to the middle, tipped away, and saved from going out of bounds. That was a very lazy pass trying to get that ball to the middle of the lane. Fourth turnover of the half and 10 turnovers tonight for Mountain for West Plains. On the right baseline, Horning cutoff, bounce pass underneath. Good pass, and the shot is up, no good. Ball is punched long. Eastep has it on the baseline from 12 feet. Can't get it. And Jared Kraft with the rebound. West Plains back for the last shot. 25 seconds left in the quarter. With a 59-34 lead. Ethan Tuma has it. On the right side to the right corner. Kraft is going to shoot a three and he got fouled. He'll shoot three with 9 seconds to go in the quarter. So that's the third foul call on Aiden Eastep for Mountain Grove. And it'll be three shots for Jared Kraft. Championship game will follow this one on the Fox. Free throw good by Jared Kraft. He has 5 points tonight. Hartville and Norwood. They played one time this year. Norwood won. I would kind of lean that direction if I was trying to pick a winner. Here's the next one. Good. 3 out of 3 for Jared Kraft. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. All the way. Eastep lays it up and good as he got through the defense. And that's the end of the third quarter. And West Plains has built a 26-point lead going into the fourth. With the score, West Plains 62, Mountain Grove 36. And we're back in a minute. On the Fox.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Now's the time to buy an L-Series Kubota tractor from your family-owned Kubota dealer, Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Kubota L-Series tractors provide high performance, outstanding durability, and ease of operations. Right now, get the L-Series tractor with zero down, zero APR for up to 60 months now through 2/16/25. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details. At Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment.
Fourth quarter underway, 62-36. West Plains has pretty much dominated the game on offense. Here's Cale Gardner from Mountain Grove on the baseline. Double team, bounce it outside to Aiden Eastep. Now he'll move it left side with Peterson. Down the lane all the way strong. Lays it up, no good. Clayton Robb or Aiden Judd with a rebound. And West Plains will bring it up with Jared Kraft. And Clayton Robbins and Jacob Moore. And Ethan Tuma shoots a three from the left corner. No good. Rebound Peterson. Here come Grove with it. They lose the basketball. Picked it up. Lays up the left hand. Good. Well, that was a crazy play. Peterson just lost the ball. Chase Attrick picked it up and laid it in with the left hand. If the lead gets to 30, the turbo clock is on. Right now, we're still a ways from that. 24-point game. Jared Kraft down the right side. Pick and roll goes to the right, now to the left. On the wing, Tuma. Over the top pass. Now here's a three by Robbins. No good from the right side. Rebound by Peterson. He'll circle all the way down. Puts up the wild shot. Missed it, got it back. Puts it up, and no good. And again, it's lost by the Panthers and West Plains basketball. Ethan Tuma, back to Robbins, wide open, left point three. He ought to make that, and he does. It's good. Clayton Robbins from just outside the line has 20 points. Here's a shot from the left side. Good. Knocked in from downtown. Sam Peterson. He's got 10 points tonight, 65-41. Jacob Moore. Left elbow, pull up by Kraft, way short, picked up by Judd, and the ball out of bounds, touched by Peterson from Mountain Grove, going for the loose ball. Brody Emery is back in the game for Mountain Grove with 6:02 to play. He'll come in for Peterson. West Plains balls. Tuma on the inbound, lobs it in, there's Robbins, catch, left-hand shot, good. He caught it, turned to his right with the left hand. And that was easy. 67-41. Now Gardner the other end. Goes up with a hanging shot. No good on the drive. Rebound to Jacob Moore. West Plains will come back on the run. Pass it across. Good feed. Layup by Judd is good. Nice job filling the lane. Nice pass off by Jacob Moore. And Aiden Judd now has 7. 69-41. High screen. Emery. Kicks it to the corner. Aiden Eastep. Panthers have had some long droughts scoring tonight, and that accounts for being down by 28. Out front, Emery has it. Goes right, gets a screen, pulls up, shoots a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Aiden Judd. Jared Kraft for West Plains back left to right. 5:05 to play. Here's Kraft with a three at the point, and it's good. Jared Kraft with 6. And that will trigger the turbo clock. 72-41 with 4:56 to go. So when that timeout is over and ball's played in, the clock's not going to stop except for an injury timeout or unless that lead gets under 30 again. 4:56 to go. Stand by. We've got Gary Lee. He'll have the championship. Norwood and Hartville coming up. But we'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox 96.9.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
We're back to play with 4:53 and counting. The turbo clock is on. West Plains' lead is 31 points. 72-41. Baseline Emery wraparound pass is going to be knocked away, picked up by Holly on the baseline. Here's Golden's shot. It's blocked, but a foul will be called on Clayton Robbins, who just got his fourth foul for West Plains. But the clock continues to tick down. And Golden, Eli Golden, will have to make both of these to turn the turbo clock off, and he missed the first one. So it's staying on, barring an offensive rebound putback. Next try is good. Golden makes one. It's a 30-point game. Jared Kraft for West Plains, front court, up by 30. Pass inside, Moore up fake, up and under. Left-hand shot, no good. Got his own rebound. Good, tough play, and his shot again is blocked. But a foul will be called on Mountain Grove, and that will put Jacob Moore on the line, who just got a technical foul. He made some sort of hand gesture. And whatever it was, the official immediately called the technical. He was making a gesture toward one of the Mountain Grove players. I think Easep got that last foul. And, well, Jacob Moore is called for a technical plus a foul, so he has four. Free throw by Jacob Moore here is good. So he gets a free throw. Gets another try. It's good. So he'll come out. Lana Montgomery is in. Josiah Long is in. Well, right now we have too many players, do we not? Yes. Someone's got to come out. Who's coming out? At the other end, we have a technical foul shot by the Panthers. First try, good. Cale Gardner. We'll get another one. And it is good. So, 74-44. 2:20 and running. I got to say this for Brandon Rogers. This is one of the few tournaments I've ever seen. Here's a drive into the paint by Gardner. No good. Blocked from behind. Up ahead. Jared Kraft, coast to coast, lays it up. Good. Foul. Basket counts. Jared Kraft gets two. Plus a chance to get one more as Aiden Easep picked up his fourth foul for Mountain Grove. I've done ball games between 35, 40 years. I don't know if I've seen a tournament where the games were on time or even early all week. These games were and have been. So the free throw, does the free throw count? They whistled something down, thought maybe they wiped out the free throw. Well, it's 77-44, so they counted it. It just all seems strange. 77-44. 1:20 to go. Left point. Here's a three. That's off the mark. Weak side. Holly puts it up too strong. Put back good by Eli Golden for Mountain Grove. Eli's first field goal. He has 3 points. 77-46. 1:05 left. West Plains isn't all that interested in scoring right now. They've got the old turbo clock running. Left side, three, Robbins, his fifth air ball of the night, but it's put back up by Montgomery inside. He can't get it. Now loose basketball, and now in the front court. bounce pass across. One bounce, Brody Emery off the glass. Won't go. Man, Mountain Grove just can't get one to go, follow their way tonight. Here's the next drive, foul call on the Zizzers, Jared Kraft. That'll be his second. And that will see time run out in this basketball game. Final game, 7 o'clock. We're a half hour ahead of time here. Free throw, first one good. Or at least 15 minutes ahead of time. Eli Golden makes the first one. Eli Golden will get a second. And the horn goes right as, oops, that was a mistake. Brady Anderson made the first, missed the second. And the horn goes, and this ball game is over. 77-48. It's the final. We're back in 30 seconds to recap on the Fox 96.9.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Just tallying up the scoring from the ball game tonight, and West Plains wins at 77-48 over Mountain Grove. Over here on the Mountain Grove page, we may as well start there. Brody Emery finished tonight with 5 points for the Panthers, who fall now to 8-10 on the year. Cale Gardner had 10 points. He's a sophomore, going to be a very good player. Aiden Estep finished with 12. They also got Sam Peterson with 10. 2 for Brady Anderson off the bench. 3 for Eli Golden. And 3 for Cooper Horning. 2 points for Braden Hawley. West Plains was led by Clayton Robbins. Had a better shooting night than he's had the previous two up here. He had 24 points for West Plains. They also got 15 from Josiah Long, 13 from Jared Kraft, 11 points from Ethan Tuma. 7 points apiece for West Plains by Jacob Moore and Aiden Judd. So West Plains goes back to above 500 at 10-9. Their next action will be Tuesday night, and it'll be a dandy game at West Plains. That'll be against the Logan Rogersville Wildcats. I think they're number 2 in the state. They are really good, really good. And we'll have that game over on our sister station, KDY, on Tuesday evening. So until then, the final game of our coverage this week is on the way. I see Gary Lee holding court across the way at his broadcast spot as I broadcast from the mezzanine here at Mountain Grove High School. So Gary's got Norwood and Hartville, the championship. It's coming up in just a few minutes here on the Fox 96.9.
I will survive without you.
Don't tell me that you want to run away.
to know weather. Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Now the weather forecast as we move through the weekend here on a Saturday, Double H, with the update that calls tonight for a low dropping back to 41. For tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny with 65 degrees, and the week to come is very warm, not a day with the temperature below 60 degrees.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and fish fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street in Mountain Grove.
Grove Pet Supply is a family-owned and operated business bringing quality pet foods to the area at a competitive price. Their dog and cat foods are from Nutrisource, Sport Mix, ProPak, and more. They carry Zupreme for birds and KT for small pets. You'll find a variety of toys and treats, collars and leashes from Lupine, as well as Coastal for hunting enthusiasts. Call them at 417-349-3488. Drop by and see them at 8401 Outer Road, Mountain Grove, or find them on Facebook at Grove Pet Supply.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Dodge Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Dodge Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to DodgeAutoservice.com for more information.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville, is proud to be a sponsor of Hartville Eagle Basketball. At Arnold Trucking and Excavating, they value each customer and work hard to make sure the job is done correctly and efficiently. Call them at 417-718-2206 to see how they can help with all of your hauling and dirt work needs. Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville. Go Eagles!
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
for insurance that fits just right. Find a shelter agent near you.
In Hartville, see shelter insurance agent Ryan Wynn for all your insurance needs.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive.
And a very good Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. I'm Gary Lee alongside...